This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Oh, just a little despicable, not a whole bunch. Hey, happy pre-America birthday, Independence Day, whatever you decide to call it. Hamburger Day, barbecue and beer day. Yes. All right, so you're listening to a pre-recorded show on purpose. Can I have some time with my family or what? But it's fresh. It's new. Now, tomorrow, the 4th of July, we're doing some of the best stuff and some fresh stuff. So, in other words, the shows from years gone by where we've actually had Rick Green from Wall Builders. And Rick does a great job at explaining our founding fathers and what was going on and what happened. And, you know, a lot of questions about, did our founding fathers, were they running away from religion or were they running to religion? Were they running for religious freedom or were they running from religion? And I think some of you are going to be surprised. Some will be surprised. Others will go, yeah, that's old news. So have some of your friends tune in so maybe they'll get educated. You know what I'm saying? And I just saw a news flash that Berkeley... there's a suit against Berkeley, another city of the college, and it has to do with freedom of speech. That the First Amendment rights are being canceled, are being trampled on by the administrators against the students because they wouldn't allow them to bring in conservative speakers. And that's perfect. It's about time. Now, they're asking that they're pushing and actually filed a motion to dismiss the case, but they've got too much video. There's too much news out there. I can't believe... Well, maybe the Ninth Circuit Court might push it away if it gets that far. But I'd like to see it go all the way to the Supreme Court. I would like to see the Supreme Court finally rule on this stuff to say, hey, look, you cannot stifle this anymore. This is not... This is not going to work for you. You know what I'm saying? No, seriously. Anyway, we're going to hit a whole bunch of stuff today. I'm going to try to. Kimberly Marin joins me right after the break. You always have a good time with her. And then Evan Say It will join us in the second hour. Always have a good time with him as well. And you have to take notes. Actually, what you should do is record it and then play it back half speed. It'll sound normal speed. Between the two of us, we are just going like, you know, going at 100 miles an hour. You know what I mean? I don't know if you guys know. First of all, that hateful, nasty, disgusting president of ours, President Trump, has decided or has weighed in. I don't know if you guys heard about this challenge with this baby in England, this socialized medicine. So parents of a brain-damaged baby lose the fight to keep him on life support. The mother and father of the brain-damaged 11-month-old baby on Friday were sitting bedside with the boy after losing a legal battle that would have kept the boy on life support. This is the socialized medicine. They decide who lives and who's going to die. Now, the Wall Street Journal reported that doctors at Great Ormond Street Hospital for Children in London, who are caring for Charlie Gard, received permission from the court to discontinue life support. The boy's parents objected and wanted to take him to the U.S. for unproven experimental therapy. If he's going to die anyway, what's the big deal? Why would they? Why? I'll tell you why, I think, later. But Charlie suffers from a rare genetic condition of brain damage. He's unable to breathe. Unaided, earlier in the day, parents Chris Gard and Connie Yates said that they had expected the hospital to end life support for Charlie on Friday. But hours later, the hospital said in a statement that together with Charlie's parents, we are putting plans in place for his care to give them more time together as a family. Now, the hospital officials asked that the family and the hospital staff be given space at this distressing time. Well, how long will the life support go on? last Tuesday, the parents lost a bid to take Charlie to the U.S. for trial therapy when the European Court on Human Rights sided with earlier rulings that continued treatment would cause significant harm and that life should end. Specialists have said that the proposed therapy wouldn't help Charlie. But you don't know that. We've had plenty of times where medical science was wrong, right? Correct? This is not the first time for this kind of thing. This is the life of a human being. Why wouldn't we do everything we can? And what significant harm? He's brain dead. I mean, seriously. Charlie was born in August. He was diagnosed with infantile onset. I can't even pronounce the word. Encephalopathy, mitochondrial. It's a DNA depletion syndrome. His brain, muscle, and ability to breathe is severely affected. In addition, he has a congenital deafness and severe epilepsy disorder. Now, look, that all sounds bad. I get it. So what do you do? Throw your hands up? A court decides? Why? The couple's had a four-month battle in court. After the final ruling, the hospital said that there would be no rush to make any changes to Charlie's medical care. His parents had complained that the hospital would allow Charlie to be brought home to die. The boy's parents have released a video saying, we're not allowed to choose. I mean, think about this. Here's your socialized medicine, right? Think about this. They're allowed, they can't keep him on life support. They can't try to nurture him back to health. They can't use experimental medicine. They can't take the kid home so he can die in his own crib. What's so humane about all this? No, really, seriously. What is so humane about this? You know, you talk about international attention. They've raised almost $2 million on a GoFundMe account to send him to the U.S. I mean, seriously. How is that bad? Why is that bad? See, I don't get this. I do not get at all. All you left-leaning humanists out there, and you're okay with this? Are you really okay with this? Kimberly Marin joins me after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
It's time for The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
California restricts publicly funded travel to states that don't adhere to its extreme leftist propaganda. You see, Texas is the most recent state to join the banned list. Interestingly enough, though, the state of California has a tax-collecting agency office in Houston. Well, PGI sees this hypocritical stance California has taken and is committed to holding this state accountable. I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more, log on at pacificjustice.org.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. Nothing says patriotism like Charlie Daniels. I mean, seriously. Or John Philip Sousa, one of the two. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It is our, pre-birthday show. How about that? You know, pre-fourth of a... You know, I'm always amazed, and we're going to be doing this later on and be doing this tomorrow as well. I'll be playing clips of people who have absolutely no clue about America. And I mean none. I learned at the mall recently that we have 700 senators. I didn't know. I wasn't taught that at school, or I must have been sleeping during that lecture. And that we won our independence in the mid-60s. And that was not from a black person, mind you. That was from somebody who actually thought that we won our independence from China in the 60s. So I've got some real good history lessons over the last few years doing the show. But let me bring somebody on who knows a heck of a lot more than I do about this stuff. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week to kick off the week. And this is a special week because it's America's birthday week. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Happy Independence Day.
Was that the 60s? Because I'm still confused about this. I don't. Did we get that from China or something? So
I can't remember. Was it Cuba? Wasn't Che Guevara one of our founding fathers?
Well,
he was a revolutionary, right?
Give it another 20 or 30 years, and he will be. He will be one of the reasons that, you know, we got our independence, I'm sure, just at your local history class. Now, I got an interesting response to a tweet I did yesterday or the day before where I said, look, the reason we're losing with ISIS and other things, even the Republicans, you know, the reason we're losing our battles is we want to play by the Marcus of Queensbury rules, and they're playing guerrilla warfare. And in the Revolutionary War, if we played like, because the English, that's right, they played by the rules of engagement. We didn't. We were hiding behind trees and coming up behind them and doing all kinds of guerrilla warfare. Otherwise, we'd be part of the Queen's empire right now, right?
Yeah, we'd be sipping tea while eating crumpets.
No, you mean there'd be no Dunkin' Donuts is what you're saying, right? Now, there's a reason for revolution in Massachusetts.
I just went to this morning.
I got one, and I'm not willing. We have one. It shows you how backwards California is. We have one in my area, and the line is around the corner. I'm not waiting. You know what I'm saying? I can make my own coffee at that point.
See, then maybe you could open up your own franchise.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Don't.
Picture me in one of the... Picture me in that Dunkin' Donuts shirt and one of those coffee caps on, right?
With a hot pink Dunkin' Donuts shirt. And you could be the real thing because you're from Massachusetts. It would be perfect.
I'm going to tell you what you're going to drink. No. You don't want it like that. Let me drink it the way I made it. It's good for you. Anyway. God. And you have to be from New England to understand any part of that conversation. But
yeah, exactly.
So I know I haven't... I've seen what you've posted, but I haven't talked to you since... Since the Trumpster has been tweeting and doing what he's doing. And first I want to get your take on it. I mean, should he stay away from attacking these people at all under any circumstances? Explain.
As you know, I found that tweet to be extremely unacceptable. Some of his other tweets I have found to be unacceptable, but they were actually funny. This tweet, I did not find anything remotely useful in it. There's two things going on here. Number one, he shouldn't feed the trolls, right? In that way, because then the story becomes about them, and he inflates them, in my opinion. He inflates who they even are. Most people don't even know who they are. That's how irrelevant they are. But now, the whole day, for over 24 hours, they were trending on Twitter. Not even kidding. I think he does, to some degree, he should... stand up and attack, but it depends on what it is, and I wouldn't go for personal attacks ever when it's something like that, especially coming from the president. I mean, you know,
I hear you. Listen, first of all, I'll tell you where my resentment comes in a couple of places. One is, the remark about her bloody face, Shepard Smith came up and brought up all his old tweets and comments, you know, and Shepard, to me, he needs to go to work for MSNBC. I'm sure there's an open chair for him at CNN and MSNBC collectively. But when he brought up the comment that Trump made during the campaign about Megyn Kelly and blood coming out of everywhere and that kind of stuff, he brought that up as if it was the same thing. And I'm not a protector of Trump. You know that. I wasn't from day one a supporter of his either. I'm saying, no. Look, the man said they wanted to come down and have dinner. She had blood all over her from a facelift. He didn't say she had blood coming out from all over the place. I don't want to sit across from anybody, whether I know them or not. I've seen people who've had facelifts within the last 2 or 3 weeks, and it's not a pretty sight. So I don't want to sit there and eat either. And you're right. There are some things he just needs to stay away from. But you know what? I'm not the president. I get it. I'm in an elected seat. I have people who pound on me for months on end. I mean, true haters. And I snap once in a while. Now, no, I don't attack them personally, but I do attack their thought process. And they love to come unglued on me.
Joe, I have a filter. I do.
I don't.
And, you know, well, obviously you know because I have to behave on the air, but I even have a filter. And I push to the limit. You know, I push to the limit with some of these people, but I know when it's too much. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm just a regular person. I'm not the president. You know, no, the rest of the world isn't following my tweets. Like, you know, I have some people in Turkey and Venezuela, but you know,
I'm sure a few in Mother Russia too, right?
Yeah, right. I was accused of being a paid Russian troll actually recently.
There you go.
But seriously, I just think there needs to be a line drawn. I get the rah rah rah. Beat on the media who is terrible to him. I get that to a degree, but just this was way too personal, and it was unnecessary. It really was unnecessary.
Yeah, I understand. I really do understand. I mean, he doesn't know when to stop. He takes everything as a personal attack. You know, he's never been in politics anymore. He's never been in politics before, and he doesn't realize. Really, it is a minority of people that are doing this to him. There's a minority of people that are screaming out like this. It makes absolutely no sense to feed them. But I will say, I do love when he hits back with, you know, the reality is look at where Mr. Obama left us. And some of that stuff is distasteful, very distasteful to people on the left. But, you know, so be it. Whatever. I am tired of how do we fight back with the news people? I mean, at least he is willing. To sit back, do you know? Most of the other presidents, most of the other politicians, will not strike back.
Well, you know, and somebody said recently, I forget who said it. They said that Trump was. Oh, it was some loser from CNN. They said.
Wait a minute. That's most of the team over there. What are you doing?
Pretty much. But he said something like Trump is pushing his distrust of the media and making other people distrust the media. And I was like, no, buddy. We distrusted you guys long ago.
Hey, we both believe in capitalism. We've got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm going to pick it up right there on the Dishonest News. We need to. I'm Joe Bacini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix, because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders, and they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
If tomorrow. There's no crying. No crying on radio.
Work for all my life. And I had to start again. Just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today.
Still a great country, people.
The flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud.
Okay, so here's the deal. If you're not proud to be an American, change the station, because I'm going to make you throw up with all the Americanism over the next 2 days. No, I'm dead serious. I do not understand people who don't appreciate this country for what it is. And I don't want to hear about all the nasty things we've done in the past. You know, go sell that to somebody else who's deaf, dumb, and blind. The country's had its dark times, always. Every country has its dark times. You know the difference, though? We turn them around. We make it better. We go out of our way to make it right. And not only do we do it here, but we go out and try to do it in other places, too. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina. This is what you're going to hear for the next 2 days, so get over yourselves. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week to kick the week off. This is a special week because it is Independence Day week, Happy Birthday America week, whatever you want to call it. I don't care. But one thing we're going to get to later on is this is not barbecue and beer day, okay? I mean, you guys make me nuts. Well, that's all it is. It's just another day off from working. You government workers, you're getting 2.5 times your pay, anyway, let me settle down. Kimberly, save me from myself, will ya?
You're getting yourself worked up.
I know. I can't even, the thoughts are rushing to my lips. I can't get them off my lips fast enough. Okay, let's just get back to the news thing. I'm not as old as some of the people I hang around with, and even they say the same thing to me. They have always known that the news had a slant. Or the people reporting the news had a slant, but it never really has come out in the day-to-day news cycle as it has been exponentially worse with this president. But, you know, from George Bush on, you know, they've seen it more and more and more. But with this president, most of the guys that I know are saying they hate the vitriol coming from the news sources is that much more, right?
I've never seen anything like this. And granted, I've only been actively involved in politics since 2008, and it was thanks to the media, by the way. I was just my little pure indie self who didn't know anything. I didn't even know what a conservative or a liberal were when it came to politics. Had no idea what those terms even meant. But I thought it was weird that the media stopped reporting on Obama's racist, America-hating, anti-Semitic pastor, Reverend Wright. And So they stopped reporting. I'm like, wait a minute. That should mean the guy's disqualified and gone and gets out of the race, as far as I was concerned. But it was still la-di-da. Let's support, you know, he's so great. Barack Hussein Obama, he's fabulous. And that's what got me turned off on the media and then started to look online to find out what was really going on. And that's when, that was it. That's the last time I ever watched mainstream media. That's when I knew they weren't, they were biased and they were trying to push their own agenda as opposed to giving us all the truth.
Yeah, I don't know. I get so furious. And look at, he deserves some of the criticism he gets. Don't get me wrong. But in the past, we've always criticized what the president is doing, right? The approach he takes on dealing with something, you know, that kind of stuff. You've never seen to this level, you know, pounding on his hair color, pounding on his hand size, pounding on what his wife will, you know what I'm saying? On what his wife, what the heck? Two scoops. Can you believe that two scoops of ice cream was the news of the day?
Don't even get me started on that story, please. Seriously.
I look at that stuff and go, how is that news? Who decided in the editorial room that was a good thing to do? You know what I'm saying?
Well, we found out, one of the things we found out with the WikiLeaks dump is that the Democrat Party and the DNC work in cahoots with a lot of these mainstream media news outlets. So, you know, if someone says something, they can just send it over to them and say, hey, This is something good to report on. You know, we want to get people outraged and mad about something. So let's report on it. You know? Seriously. I mean, this is how it seems to be working. The mainstream media, I call them lamestream media, they have become just another arm of the Democrat Party. And it's really, I mean, I don't even know where to go for news anymore because I've even found the Associated Press and Reuters not telling complete truth in stories or leaving important things out. Well, but who is unbiased?
Yeah, you know, Kimberly, what scares me is that 70% of the people in this country get their news from their smartphone, right? And with your smartphone, unlike a wide news source, if you would, you're dialing in where you want to get your information. You get, you know, people on the left tend to go to CNN, Huffington Post, you know, places like that. You know, people on the right go to Drudge Report. They go to, you know, Fox News. Well, not for long, but they go to Fox News and places like that for their information. So you are truly getting, in most cases, pretty much one side of the issue.
What you want to hear.
Yeah, right.
What I found and what I do, even in international news, is I try to go to the local source of the news. Forget the big national sources. I go to the local source. But you know what? Because those reporters are generally pretty good. But you know what? I know in New Hampshire that our local news outlets are biased, and they don't report the full story. So if that's the same here, it's probably the same everywhere. What do we do? What do we do? It's crazy. I've never seen anything like this. And I only know this because I actually research and I report on the news. I've actually reported on events in New Hampshire. You know what I mean? So I know if the mainstream media and the local news isn't really telling the whole story because I was there. So yeah. It's mine. I don't know what people are supposed to do other than be at the source of when something happens.
Listen.
Or read the stuff. You know?
I got to tell you, people. When you do the show every night like I do, and I'm not the smartest guy in the room, I am truly your average Joe. I'm just trying to make, put food on the table like everybody else is, right? And I'm talking to people, and so, you know, yesterday I have some smokers in the family, and I have other people that smoke, and one of them I said, you know, tomorrow the tax goes up $3 a pack on cigarettes in California, which I really... I really get a kick out of this because we all know, and we're not picking on it, so if you think we're picking on you, then, again, I say, find another station to listen to or another show to listen to, you know. But who does a cigarette tax affect the most? The lower socioeconomic groups, right?
Right. And they smoke the most.
Yeah, bingo. So they raise taxes on cigarettes $1.87 in March, okay, just a couple of months back. Now they raised another, that's $5 in 1 year. Now, I don't smoke. I feel bad for people who smoke. But I really feel bad for people that are spending $5 a pack. Extra, just in taxes alone. So now a pack of cigarettes in California is going to cost you anywhere from $11 to $13, depending on, you know, what brands they are, off-brand, whatever.
For one pack?
For one pack.
Wow.
I said it to my daughter this morning. I said, tell you what you do. You roll up 13 $1 bills, okay? And when you get close to the end of the pack, just light it on fire, because that's what you just did. You basically burned it. You get nothing. There's no end result to smoking those cigarettes. Maybe 20 years down the road there is, but you see what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, and you've how did they do this? How? Did you vote? Did you vote in the last state election? Did you pay attention as to who was running? Have you figured out for the last 15 years they've been taxing the crap out of the lower socioeconomic groups in this, they're raising it on liquor. And not the high expensive liquor. No, 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 no. We're going to raise taxes on beer. Why? Because that's what's used the most. That's what's drank the most. That's what's purchased the most. Same thing at the pumps. Right? They were another 12 or 15 cents a gallon at the pumps. But Kimberly, nobody's paying attention. They're still voting them in.
That's the problem. That's what drives me insane. And I used to be one of them. I didn't pay attention to local politics. So I get it. I get people aren't doing it. But now, more than ever, people seriously need to get involved and know what's going on, because their property taxes are getting so high everywhere across, you know, I'm sure across the country, but the local taxes are increasing everywhere because local government, your local little city and town, they don't cut spending. They just want to keep spending, and often they're in cahoots with the unions whose contracts they approve, so those get raised. You're not getting those kind of benefits. You're not getting those kind of raises, but you're paying for it. And your property taxes go up as a result. I mean, it's at the local level is the most important, Joe. You know this. We talk about this.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you can change it at the local level, make people aware of what's going on, then you can eventually change it at the federal level. But you've got to be involved. It's the most patriotic thing you could do is be involved. I'm not saying run for office. I'm not saying any of that stuff. At least check out the meetings sometimes. At least find out what they're doing before you vote, or, you know, see if you can talk to some of the people who actually are working in the your local town government.
Yeah, I agree with you. If you don't take it on locally, you're going to lose it at the federal level. Okay, so when we come back, there are two very important things in front of General Mattis. And one of them is how to take on ISIS. The other is whether to push out the enlistment of transgenders. We'll talk about both on the other side of the break.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Yeah, blasting a pen. This is when music was music, as far as I'm concerned, anyway. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate. These are the days of Shaft, Starsky and Hutch, all the good, deep meaning programs on TV. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. It's our pre-Independence Day, Happy Birthday, America, and all that other stuff. I mean, let me just bring it right back on so we can hit it and hit it hard. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, and I always appreciate her kicking the week off with me. And Kimberly, A, thanks for being with me. B, tell people where they can find your writings and more about you and that kind of stuff.
You can find me at New Hampshire Political Buzz, Conservative Institute, the Federalist Papers Project, Heartland Institute, and you can find me on Twitter at ConservativeIND. And it doesn't stand for Indiana. It stands for Independent.
What do you think about, you know, I didn't talk to you about this earlier, but I love throwing curveballs at you. So Illinois, right? I mean, they may be the first state ever to file for bankruptcy or try to find bankruptcy and try to work their. I mean, these people have been going down this road for years. This didn't happen because they had something massive happen in the states this year. They have watched this deficit grow and grow and grow. And somebody finally with two brain cells said, whoa, we can't do this.
Yeah, they can't pay their bill. And this is a prime example of what we were just talking about. You need to embed with the people that they bought into election, and the salaries and the benefits get all bloated, and there's all kinds of corruption. Look, Chicago teachers are paid some of the highest salaries in the entire country, but yet they have some of the lowest results for students. It's ridiculous. It's outrageous. And this is exactly what I'm talking about and what we were talking about, local politics. You're right. This didn't happen overnight. No. But guess what? You kept voting for these people, and they kept screwing you over, and now your state's going to go bankrupt. Woohoo! Great job.
It is really interesting to watch what's going on there. And what's really funny is that the state is using bankruptcy as a way out, and they're talking about all their woes. These are self-made woes. Weren't these the same people that were making fun of Donald Trump for claiming bankruptcy or having some of his companies go into bankruptcy? But that's a story for another day. But you're right about this. I don't know how these people, the Dems, do they not understand when that bucket is empty, when there's nothing in the bottom, there's no place to get it. You can keep taxing people like they're doing in California. So they want the single-payer health care, and that's going to cost you. You ready for this one? Our budget in California is just under $200 billion. I mean, like $188 billion a year. They're going to add $400 billion to the bottom line. All right? That's what they want to do. They think they're going to get $200 billion from the feds because of programs that the feds already fund, but we're going to fund them directly. So they think the feds are going to give us that money. To make up the other $200 billion, you ready? They're going to tax the average worker 2.38% on their payroll taxes. What they don't understand is that the employer has to match that as well. There's a separate tax on the employer for 7.8% to pick up on the health care. Well, they won't have to offer it anymore, but it's still a tax. So you're looking at another 12 to 13% on that employer, all right? Then you're looking at workman's comp going up. Then you're looking at them having to hit $15 an hour. Doesn't this sound like paradise?
When are you moving to Texas?
I know, right?
I mean, I honestly don't know why anyone is still left in California. I get it's beautiful. I've been there.
It's the weather.
It's gorgeous. But seriously, they're just strangling you guys. And you know what? I wrote about that California, their healthcare single payer they want. They didn't even put how to fund it in the bill, really.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't. They gave a generic overview. You're right.
Yeah, they didn't exactly give details. They're just, this makes me feel good, so I'm going to pass it so I can tell all my constituents that, like Bernie Sanders, I like single payer. I mean, seriously, that's basically what they did. Maine tried to pass a quote-unquote millionaire's tax. Massachusetts is trying to pass a quote-unquote millionaire's tax. Connecticut did pass one, and oops, it didn't work out so well for them. Even the uber left-wing Daniel Malloy, who is the governor, said it wasn't a smart idea to pass that tax on these people because now they're gone. Now they're leaving.
So listen to this. In Illinois, they have over $15 billion in unpaid bills. Okay, they are paying. They missed $15 billion. They missed a $215 million pension payment on March 1st that they're paying over 9% interest on that missed payment. All right,
and it
goes on from there. And you're saying to yourself, when does a person? And again, the Democrats need to take total. They can't blame this on us. They need to take total responsibility on this. How do you sit there and say, I can't pay the bills now. I can't pay them because my interest rates are too high. I can't pay them because I got all this stuff. Oh, and by the way, can we kick this down the road? I'll give you another 10% interest on this thing, on this puppy in 90 days. I'd be looking at it going, don't believe you're going to pay it. You're not paying it now. What makes you think you're going to pay it? What do you have planned for that? There's no plan. And these are the Democrats.
It is insane, and this is what government does, especially Democrats. I think some of them really believe that money grows on trees, and they can just go out to the little money tree pasture and grab money anytime they want. And the problem is regular people, don't necessarily pay attention to how much taxes are getting taken out unless it really hurts, right? And then they don't pay attention usually to what it's being spent on unless it's something outrageous like in California, the rail to nowhere, you know. Stuff like that. You know what I mean? You know, but stuff like that yeah. becomes a big outrage and that people get mad about. But, you know, of course they vote for it anyway. But people, when you get your paycheck, right? Yep. That's when kids first learn about taxes getting taken out.
I always love that. I love that moment, don't you? When they walk in the door, they go, what is this? Why did they take money from me?
Exactly. So, but you know what? You just get used to it. It's not there, right? You
right.
don't have it. It's just automatically withdrawn. You don't have it. Same with, if you have health care through your employer. Oh, it just, unless it gets really painful, like under Obamacare. But so you don't notice it. And the thing is, no one swallowed you, most people, not you, but most people don't follow the money. Okay, this much of my taxes got taken out. Where did it go from there?
Yeah.
Where did my money make its way to? Whose pockets was it put into? What programs did it pay for? Were these programs actually useful or successful in what they're supposed to be accomplishing? No one pays attention to those things. They don't follow that trail.
Right.
So they don't really see or understand what's really being done.
Yep. I agree. No, I agree with you. I think, and I think part of it, though, is they don't think they can do anything about it.
Yes,
so
that's
huge. So they don't really just fight. It's like, it is. It's just the government taking more money out. Well, no. Why don't you vote? Why don't you figure out that your vote does matter? Maybe this will help you figure out your vote does matter. I always like to go to the bigger picture to make them crazy. So I look at the bottom of the check. Okay, so you made look at that. You made $1,000, and you took home $710. Isn't that exciting? They took 30% of your money just because they're the government. Isn't that great?
Yep. And you know what?
Yeah.
People like to say, the phrase taxation is theft.
Yeah.
I have changed it because taxation is not theft. It's extortion. Because if you don't pay,
pay
your taxes, you get thrown in jail.
Well, and this is a good learning lesson for your teenagers out there when they say to you, so that pays for like our water and stuff. Oh, no, honey. We still pay for the water. Well, that pays for the garbage pickup. No, honey, we still pay for the garbage pickup. All right, and go on and on and on. Ask your parents, you young people out there. You want to get serious? Ask your parents for their tax bill on their homes. Now, in California, it's a little different. Calls them all out. We have bonds, which are taxes. They help build schools. They help fix the roads and all that. All the stuff that you're already paying taxes on. So then they come to your house and they charge you taxes on your house. What for? To fix the roads. Right, and to do all this stuff that they're supposed to be doing with your other tax money, and they just don't do it. All right, real quick, I'm not letting you get out of this. So General Mattis has two issues he's got to face. He's being pushed on right now. One of them is how to defeat ISIS, and I like his way of defeating ISIS. Just go in there, bomb the crap out of them, make these big, beautiful lakes out of areas they used to occupy. I like that. Number two is, how is he going to integrate the transgender community into the military?
I have no comment on that.
Well, what was I had heard, and I'm gonna do it later on this week. And I had heard a SEAL Team 6 kind of guy, right? Somebody in that portion of the military say, "Look, we don't have anything against women. We don't have anything against any of this stuff. But when you're out there fighting, we're a bunch of the guys that were with G.I. Joes. We're the guys that were holding the doors open for the women. We're the guys that believe in God and country and chivalry and all that stuff. Along with kill it, blow it up, break it, that kind of thing. When you put the women into the mix, when you put this other stuff into the mix with us, we don't know what to do with it. We don't know how to react to it because we've been programmed to do it a certain way. And why do we have to worry about this,
I think one of the problems is it's also more of a distraction.
Yeah, well, that's what he was saying, basically, yes.
And on top of that, let's talk about reality here. For years, and some still maintain this, transgenderism or gender dysphoria was considered a mental illness, a mental disorder. And people, it was treated through psychological or psychiatric help. Now they're trying to normalize it. So it's not getting treated, right? And I get these people have the right. You can be anything you want. I'm trying to be.
Well, you got to go quick because we're running out of time. So go fast.
All right. So these people have the right to do whatever they want, but I think when it starts infringing upon other people's rights or can actually hurt some, like a group, a SEAL Team Type 6 strong group,
yeah.
I think that's a problem. And, find places that they can work at that isn't going to infringe upon anyone else's right.
Yep.
But it shouldn't be made a big deal out of. They should be able to practice what they want, but it cannot infringe upon or hurt other groups.
I agree. Now, Kimberly Marin, we're going to put up her information on how to get a hold of her later on because we're, like, really, really tight up against it. Don't go far. Evan Sayet's going to join us in the next hour.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?